رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام أشرف المرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم مدية يا رسول الكريم يا حبيب العظيم انزل حالنا واشفى لنا وابدوني بمددكم من نظركم مدية يا سلطان الأولياء ما شاء عبد الفايز الدغستاني مدية يا سلطان الأولياء ما شاء محمد ناظم عبد الحقاني مدية يا مولانا شيخ هشام كباني انزل حالنا واشفى لنا وابدوني بمددكم من نظركم وأنا عبدك الرجيس الضعيف والمسكين والظالم والجهل and by the grace of Allah عز وجل we are in existence and we find ourselves in our existence by Allah عز وجل's rahmah we pray that Allah عز وجل be merciful upon us and dress us from those lights and blessings and that admitting to ourselves our nothingness and that Allah عز وجل's everythingness and Allah عز وجل's might and majesty that from Atiullah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Atiullah, Atiya Rasulul Amri Minkum, from the teachings of awliyaullah we've been talking about as we enter into this holy month of Rabiul Awwal, month of Milad al-Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, from Mawlana Shaykh's teachings, whatever is correct and true from them, whatever error from myself, from fi'ikum, that Allah describing that we have sent a warner, a prophet to be amongst you. And the fi'ikum physically that light must be amongst you, around you. Awliyaullah come and describe that the reality of light when it is amongst you, it is actually within you. Light moves into every reality. And these are from the realities of the heavens, malakut. And Allah describes that that light alimul kitabi wa hikmah, that the responsibility of that light alayhi salatu salam is going to zaki, is going to purify. Alimul Kitab is going to teach you the Kitab and the Hikmah and wisdom and teach you knowledges that which you didn't know. And before we keep trying to go deeper and deeper, it's always a importance to reiterate and to re-evaluate that reality so that people who are not understanding that don't go too deep in which they become confused. And the reality that is important for us is that Allah not leaving us alone, that we are not a creation left alone, that these lights and these blessings are around us. And this Kitabullah, Allah's Holy Qur'an is alive, it's not created but it is eternal, it has a power and a qudra. And the wound for us to understand that Kitabullah is mixed with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You cannot take away Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and believe that you have a power and authority from Allah's Kitab. And they bring that specific ayah as a reminder, Allah fi'ikum is Surat al-Baqarah 151, that light is amongst you. And as a result they teach and remind that they put everything back together and pieces that in normal computing we say is fragmented, there are pieces everywhere. And they defragment and put everything back together and people begin to say, why wasn't I thinking of that? When Allah describing that light zaki is going to purify. So again a reminder for myself that when light comes it purifies. When the haqq of Allah which is the light of Sayyidina Muhammad it comes and dispels all darkness. So when we turn off the light that is our life in zulm, Allah describes that we are a zalim creature, that we put oppression, and the same word is for Maryam is for darkness, zulumat. So means for us is an example, you go to your room, turn your lights off. This is me, this is my life, I'm an oppressor to myself. Allah said, verily you are an oppressor to yourself, you're in your zulumat, which is actually the word for darkness. The haqq of Allah, because the arrogance of the ego, every ego thinks, no, I'm also a haqq, I'm a truth. No, you are not a truth, you're a zalim. And Allah even goes further and says, you're jahulan. Because you accepted something you shouldn't have accepted, the trust of Allah. Not Holy Qur'an, Holy Qur'an is not for you, it's from Prophet, is revealed to the heart of Prophet. But we asked and we took something from Allah that nothing creation wanted, and it was more proof that we are big zalim and oppressors to ourselves, because we are now responsible to Allah for what we took as a trust. Where the mountains didn't want it out of fear of Allah, anything in nature didn't want it. So means then for us to understand that we are continuously in a darkness, and the reality of light and the rahmah and the mercy of light is as soon as you turn a light on, immediately it pushes away darkness. And you can bring as much darkness as you want and it never overtakes the light. And the greatest light, Mubeen, the most purified light, Imam al-Mubeen. When Allah just say Mubeen means it has an immense clarity and purity, that the haqq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam means the haqq and the reality in which Allah dresses the light of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called Jalhaq. He's saying, qul, tell them, Janabi Haqq, that when you come all falsehood will perish, alayhi salatu salam. Means when the light of Prophet comes, by its nature it moves and every falsehood and zulumat will be obliterated. The two can be in proximity. And falsehood by its nature is always perishing. Means whatever looks to be false, you think it to be standing, and Allah warning, don't worry, it has a time in which it will fall, it will perish, it will show itself for what it is as false. But Nur Muhammad is eternal and is standing straight and bright. It is represented by the light of all the Prophets alayhi salam, that they bring the light and the haqq of Allah. As soon as that light comes, that is the zaki, that is the purification. Because they want for us to open these realities within our soul. So then how to bring the light of Prophet ﷺ? Very easy formula was make durood sharif. So now everyone, whenever they email that, I have a problem, I have a difficulty, my sustenance, a jadu, whatever it is, make salawat on Sayyidina Muhammad ﷺ. He is the only defender of truth. There is no one to help you but the love of Sayyidina Muhammad ﷺ, because Allah wants that. Allah, this is the habib and the love of Allah. So means as soon as we make durood sharif, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Prophet's teaching is that Allah will let my soul to be in your presence. He's showing an ihtiram and respect. I'm coming bi idhnillah, I'm coming by the permission of Allah. I am Allah's Laylatul Qadr. I am Allah's Qudra, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi aliyyul azim. The hawla is the support, the quwwa is Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because Nurul Qur'an is coming through the heart of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That is the qaf wal Qur'an al Majeed. Where is Qur'an al Majeed? We said last night, what's mashhaf? The book, when you, the paper book, mashaf, that's a paper book, that's Furqan. Because Allah says, Qur'an, Qur'an, if I put it to the mountain, it'd be dust out of fear, out of fear. But the jahul, he walks around with it thinking that that power, he has that power. Allah says, if I open the power of that Holy Qur'an, you and the mountain will be dust. and obliterated. What you carry is a Furqan, is the kitab of right and wrong. Its custodian, its power is Sayyidina Muhammad ﷺ. Innahu dhikrun wal Qur'anin mubeen, Surat al-Yaseen, because this is the heart of Holy Qur'an. In Surat al-Yaseen Allah describing the heart of where Qur'an is now emanating. Yaseen, Allah describing for us, I'm swearing by that reality, wal Qur'anin hakeem. That verily by the reality of Sayyidina Yaseen is Habibullah. When you say Sayyidina Yaseen is Habibullah. Sayyidina Taha Rasulullah. Taha Tahir al-Hadi. The name of Taha is the perfected guide in which Prophet ﷺ's attachment is Rasulullah ﷺ. Yaseen is the secret of the heart. The ya, every ulum is between the alif and the ya. So we described before, every time we see ya it's yaqeen and certainty. And when you study the alphabet you go from alif all the way to ya. So every knowledge is contained in these letters. And this ya goes back because the circle of knowledge is daim. As soon as you get to the ya, it comes right behind and attaches itself to the alif and then becomes ya, ya alif. So when the ya, it encapsulates all knowledges. Every letter you're going to write, that every knowledge is comprised of letters. Allah gave that entire package of knowledge is from Nur Muhammad ﷺ. Ulum al-awwaleen wa akhireen is in that ya. The seen, it carries the secret of all creation, Nur al-Anwar wa Sirat al-Asrar. The light of the secret and the secret of light itself, because everything manifesting is light. So quantum physics, they found out that everything is light. When you see this, it's light. When Allah doesn't give a light, it's not yet manifested. So the whole of manifested world is manifesting because of Nur al-Muhammad ﷺ. You can't say Allah, because there's no shariq with Allah, there's no partner with Allah. That might and majesty is beyond something you can imagine. We are in the circle of creation. That light, that manifesting is the secret of Sayyidina Muhammad's light. That I was the first of Allah's creation, Hadith al-Jabr. I was the first thing that Allah created was the light of your Nabi ﷺ. So means that every light is from this secret. So when they say the seen, it has the three oceans, the secret of light, and the light of the secret is comprised of that seen. So when we see this, the seen in Qur'an, it is, has to do with that sir and that secret, which is ilmu yaqeen, aynu yaqeen, haqq yaqeen. So the sir and the secret is based on the knowledge of certainty, means the knowledge of all realities. That secret that all creation is searching for, which is existing within the reality of Prophet ﷺ. Here's the container, because don't think physically, there's somebody physically standing there, we're talking about the nur. That nur that is every creation that you're seeing of this universe and infinite universes, when it manifests Allah gives it a nur. It's the amr. Allah gave an order and that creation manifested. Because still in Surat al-Yaseen Allah described His irada also in the heart of Prophet ﷺ. My will is also in the heart of Prophet ﷺ, that's the non-manifested world. It didn't yet manifest. So from what we see is that light. And all creation is searching for that reality. And awliyaullah come into our life and begin to teach that that seen is comprised of ilmu yaqeen, means spend your life searching for ilmu yaqeen, not watching YouTube on how to make wudu, talking people who talk and give khutbahs about politics. Means when you're hearing it and watching it and you think to yourself, is this ilmu yaqeen or 10,000 people are giving the same talk? That's not ilmu yaqeen. That's not going to give any certainty to you, and that not going to give any darajat to the soul. Means the seeker has a limited time. You think you have 100 years, maybe you have 10 years. Some people die at 10 years old, some die at 20, 30, 40, you don't know what time Allah gave to us. So Prophet warned, be careful with the time that Allah gives to you. And with that time use it to seek realities. So then we became the seekers of ilmu yaqeen. Ya Rabbi, when I'm listening and when I'm trying to study, are these the knowledge of realities and certainties? Then the turuqs and the ahli haqqaiq, they teach that in this level of knowledge, for you to understand and not be lost by it, because some people are listening and saying, I don't know what the heck this guy's talking about. Because now that's a different thing. Your two legs are in dunya and it's not making any sense to you. You have to have one leg in dunya, one leg in akhirah. Because we are the people of maut al qabl al maut. Means we are the people who are in a state of dying. The desires of the material world are dying. The love and attraction and affection for the heavens is so strong and emanating. As a result, there's a part there that moves, and the knowledges of paradise begin to dress that one soul. And their destination back home, they understand it. It's when somebody heedless in this world and they don't know where you're going. You don't even know where your trip is? No. You don't know where you're staying? No, I have no idea. Did you plan anything? Did you take any money with you? No. This is our trip that is eternal for us. When the desire of dunya goes, you begin to become conscious of that journey. Ya Rabbi, where am I going to be? Where am I going to be stationed? Where's my proximity? Don't let me to be far away from the ones whom I love. I want to be with them, I want to be sitting with them, I want to be eating with them, I want to be absorbed in them. And they then tell you, then seek their knowledges and seek their way, seek their satisfaction. And we found ourselves, labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. Even more labbaik, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, labbaik. That we're hearing the love of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and drawing us to that reality. So then for these knowledges to take place and open the seer within the heart, then you need aynul yaqeen. Means you take the knowledge of realities, but you have to open the eye of reality. That this physical eyes is an illusion. What you see from these physical eyes is an illusion. Now it's going to become more apparent what a grotesque illusion this is. What do you think of this world and what people are doing? You think it's nothing, that it's nice, it's McDonald's down the street. We can't imagine the level of evilness, the level of grotesqueness. You can't imagine it, and Allah were teaching Qadeem that these eyes of yours are seeing an illusion. So means then they inspired within us for aynul yaqeen, you have to take away of tafakkur. Means every night you sit by yourself and contemplate and close your eyes and say, this my qab, this is my death, this is my grave. Play salawats and listen, and it brings a love for Prophet ﷺ. Play Holy Qur'an and brings a love for Prophet ﷺ, for Allah and the heavenly reality. Ya Rabbi, am I ready for my death tomorrow? Am I ready to meet you? I'm going to be ashamed. in front of you, Ya Rabbi, let me to take my hisab. What am I doing, Ya Rabbi? What am I doing? Am I praying? Is everything going to be okay? Are you going to pull me aside and say that, no, no, you have to be punished? Means then the conscious ones and saliheen and those who follow awliyaullah, constantly their heart is being pushed, be conscious of your condition. Means then they begin to make sure that all their praying and all their tafakkur and all their accounts with Allah are as good as possible. And they fill those accounts with the love of Sayyidina Muhammad and Durood al-Sharif for in case anything is going to go off and not be correct. So then the Aynul Yaqeen, they're sitting and continuously in tafakkur, continuously listening to salawats, darkening the room, connecting their heart, asking, Ya Rijalullah, send your madad and support, those whom Ya Rabbi whom you love, let them to be around me. Not only in my physical eyes what I see but more in my spiritual eyes, that let me to be in their company, let me to be with them, Ya Rabbi, whatever you gave to them of blessings, let that fires to be dressing me and blessing me. And Allah said, Afarin, good boy, you're humble. Don't think yourself you are independent and you have everything. Think yourself you are the worst one and you need everything. As much as I give to you, think you are the worst one and you need everything, because you can't imagine the bounty of Allah. You can't imagine, don't limit it. You saw one good vision and now you became a Pharaoh. That's why they say when they call you and they keep telling you your dreams, and we keep telling people, we don't care for your dreams. This is your imaginal world and your Disneyland within your crazy mind. Negate it. This way is to negate. Now those advice websites became dreamscape. Everyone's sending in their crazy dreams. For what? You're making yourself sicker. Eliminate the dream, even eliminate the annihilation and the way of tafakkur, even annihilate whatever khashf is coming to you. For if you think you have a khashf, means whatever you're sitting and you're meditating and all of a sudden they're bringing a jubba from heaven and dressing you with a jubba, then they give you a turban from heaven, then they give you like this and say, Ya Rabbi, thank you very much. If that's real, I still don't want it. I'm not in need of that, that just making me to be sicker. Ya Rabbi, I'm nothing. Ilahi anta maqsoodi wa ridat matloob. Ilahi anta maqsoodi. Mean keep negating and negating and negating everything. Everything that, Ya Rabbi, all I want is to reach your oceans of power. Let me to reach into your oceans of light and power and my soul to be dressed in that. And this is the teaching of awliya. That no matter, whoo, see it even knocked the camera down. No matter whatever is coming to you, negate it. Whatever dream came to you, negate it. Listen to it, say, thank you very much. If it increases your worshipness, means it tells you in the dream, go pray 100 rakahs, alhamdulillah, go pray the 100 rakah. It tell you about somebody else and to do something and say something to someone else, it's from shaitan. You're not to do anything with anyone, not to warn anyone. Allah can warn whom He wants. He's not in need of you, you're not a Rasul, we're a message coming to you. It's just shaitan and your ego playing with you. You're no nothing, you're nothing. Take a path in which you're nothing, I'm nothing, I'm nothing, ana abdukal ajeez, da'eef, miskeen, zalim, jahal, Ya Rab. I'm not going to stop until you dress me from your oceans of power, Ya Rabbi. So then Aynul Yaqeen is then to crush everything within ourselves and open the spiritual eye. When we take a path in which we crushing, 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 these knowledges expand the heart. Because if you're crushing and you're contemplating, you're entering more into your paradise reality. As soon as you enter into your paradise reality, these teachings are like food from paradise. But if you're too material, you're like, I'm full and I don't know what you're talking about. I'm looking about how to acquire mass amounts of real estate. You're full and you're filled with your dunya desire, you have no interest in your paradise reality. So then the ilmu yaqeen or the knowledge is coming from their hearts. Aynul yaqeen is your process of opening the heart, your eye of your heart. When the eye of the heart opens and the spiritual knowledge is open, Allah make it to be a haqq yaqeen for you. Because through your heart you're understanding the knowledges that are coming, you should be witnessing the knowledge. When you begin to witness the knowledge means you're tasting it, you're understanding it, and your shahada, your witnessing shuhud is real. So when the shaykh talks in their contemplation, they see it, they witness it with their soul, it's a truth for them. If you don't witness it, you can't talk about it because it's not a truth for you, it was merely just you heard it. That is the sir and the secret of Prophet. So it means that all the knowledge in the ya and every reality within that scene, and they took a path of ilmu yaqeen, open aynu yaqeen. As a result it becomes haqqa yaqeen. As a result it becomes the reality that Allah is testifying by yaseen. That that power, that light and those knowledges that Prophet is the treasure of Allah, only one treasure. There's no wali that has a treasure. They take from the treasure of Sayyidina Muhammad. There's only one treasure in all of creation, Khazallah is Sayyidina Muhammad. It's like the treasure chest. As much as you're seeking ilmu yaqeen, aynu yaqeen, haqqa yaqeen, as if the heart of Prophet opening. Ya walidid, come and take. And Mawlana describes some take by hand, some take by cup, some take by rivers full. About how much they're drawing into the closeness of Prophet and how much they're in need of that reality, Prophet's heart flowing upon them, and Allah then describing Yaseen wal Qur'an al-Hakeem. That the power that you're reaching to from my beloved, my most beloved, the center of the entire created universe and all its heavens, that light before any angel, before any Kaaba, before any paradise, before any Baytul Mahmur. You have Furqan, you have heart of Prophet Qur'an, and you have what? Ummul Kitab. Ummul Kitab, Alif Mim. Ummul Kitab is the heart of Prophet in paradise, is the highest level of reality in the heart of Sayyidina Muhammad, where Allah and nothing comes between Allah and Sayyidina Muhammad. These are the darajats in which to reach towards these realities. That what people are walking with is Furqan, a book of right and wrong. Without the rahmah it's dangerous. Without the rahmah and the mercy, that book is very scary for people. So you see all this Daesh, how they come up with those understandings? They read the same Qur'an we read and it's frightening. How they came up with that? Because they lack the rahmah of Allah. Well, Allah told us and warned us, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَكَ رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Don't leave out the rahmah of Sayyidina Muhammad. I wouldn't have sent him, but he's a rahmah for all creation. He's bringing my holy Qur'an. Tanzeelul Azizul Rahim. He's coming from paradise realities. I'm sending that light through all paradises, through all universes into the physicality known as Muhammadun Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Means that is a tremendous mercy for all creation, for all malaika. None of them had the reality of their marifah until the reality of Prophet stand upon this earth. And that's why Isra wa Mi'raj, Sayyidina Jibreel described, we have a hat, we have a limit, and we don't traverse and go beyond that limit. Ya Sayyidi. Means that rahmah, that mercy is something unimaginable. That is when Allah describing fi'ikum that He's going to purify you. When that light comes to purify you. Alimul Kitab, he is walking Holy Qur'an. That as soon as you have the love of Prophet, he's conveying you with what? Accounting knowledge, science knowledges, bookkeeping knowledge. He's addressing you from Holy Qur'an, addressing you from the light of Holy Qur'an. And Allah says, as a result you're going to have hikmah. And as a result of those realities Prophet begin to teach you that which you knew not, knowledges that you didn't know, because these are from the treasures of Sayyidina Muhammad. That light of Prophet amongst people. And those that achieve that reality means their soul entered deep into the reality of Sayyidina Muhammad while they're living. Why Allah opened that? The people of the door, ulul albab, ulul albab. Where all these categories? Ulama qa'il man bil qist. The people of the door, ahbab, the people of love. These are the darajats of these rijal in which they entered into the cities, into the realities of Sayyidina Muhammad while they're alive. As a result their souls are swimming in that ocean. If their soul is in that ocean, that means that the fiikum is that only Allah are amongst people. When their physicality is amongst people, every dress that they're being dressed from the heart of Prophet is dressing upon creation. As a result wherever they move there's barakah. Allah sends rain because of them, Allah sends rahmah because of them, Allah sends sustenance in abundance because of that soul. Why? Not because of them, but because they are deep in the heart of Sayyidina Muhammad. And Allah swore by that, Yaseen wal Qur'an al Hakeem, that they're deep in the realities of Sayyidina Yaseen وسلم, their souls, they're swimming in that ocean. Means that every wisdom is flowing, every light and every reality flowing for them. As a result is a barakah for all of creation, not only on this earth but entire universes. So fiikum, not only the light of Prophet but the vehicles in which contain that light. Hamanna dhuriyatuhum fi fulqil mash'oon, that these are all ships traversing the earth. And Allah said, they're loaded ships. They're loaded with what? The love of Sayyidina Muhammad. And that's why they're describing what that loaded contains. It contains all the realities that Prophet being dressed by Allah. These are loaded ships. As a result wherever they move all these tabaraks and blessings are flowing. We pray that Allah guide us to those lights and keep us in the love of Sayyidina Muhammad and under the feet of awliyaullah. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifoon. As-salamu ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Bi hurmati Muhammad al-Mustafa wa bi siri Surat al-Fatiha.
Sidana Nabi, Sidana Nabi, Sidana Nabi. Sidana Nabi, Sidana Nabi.